Tracy Morgan with you with our extended news at noon. And today I have with me, or for the moment I have with me, Laura. I'm renaming you, Lori.
It's okay.
Lori Hindeleiter. And she's the director of the Butler Library. And so I just wanted to welcome you to the program for a few minutes and just kind of get an update on where you are. So thank you very much for your time. Yeah.
Thank you for having me today. I would love to give you an update for what I know.
Right, right, because it seems like everything changes, and it feels like we're just waiting for the next change. And so now we are where we are, and so what are you doing? Are you open, not open? What's happening?
Well, we all the public libraries in Pennsylvania are currently waiting for approval and publication of the framework for opening public libraries from the Office of Commonwealth Libraries. But I can tell you, as of today, we are in the yellow phase, of course, and so the yellow phase is going to consist of three stages, and we are starting the first stage today, which is basically having staff come back to work to the building, most of them, and just preparing, catching up, and preparing to return and add services as we go. The second stage will be limited public services. So, for example, being able to provide curbside or grab-and-go service. And the third stage will be libraries being open for in-person services with precautionary measures in place.
So even
having said that,
yeah,
there's no dates or time ranges given yet. We will just have to work on that as we go.
So are you having to follow it sounds like you're in a different phase schedule than the rest of the area, because, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, we're waiting from that red to yellow to green. Do
yes.
you still have to wait for different phases within those phases?
Correct.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Basically, so we have reached the yellow phase, which means we can do things, but there's going to be stages or phases within that yellow phase.
Phases within the phase. Okay.
Yes.
So that probably, I know that probably confuses you all even more, because, and it is confusing to the public. The whole thing is confusing because we're waiting to be able to just get out there and get back to what everyone says is normal, but we're not sure what is normal. So are you looking at a different operation as you're going forward?
We are. Number one, I should tell you that we are starting with baby steps. As of today, all of the libraries in the county will be reopening their book drops, and we're encouraging patrons who have materials checked out to return them so that we can get those taken care of. Part of our requirements is that we are going to have to quarantine materials. So the more that we can get back in prior to any other services we are able to provide, that will just be helpful for everyone.
So what does that mean, quarantining materials?
Basically, we are going to have to put them, depending on your library setting, of course, but we are going to have to quarantine, put them in a designated room or area we're going to do it for 72 hours before we can actually put them back into the collection and have them available to the public to check out again.
So it seems like there may be a little extra weight for a book or a product or a material that you're looking for.
Correct. When we get to that second stage or the third stage when we are able to provide those materials, it's very important for people to understand that it may take longer than it normally would have in the past. We will do the best we can to get it to them as fast as we can, but we are going to have some other requirements that may delay that process.
So how do you clean a book? How do you make sure that that's safe? Because, of course, people are rifling through pages and they're touching each page.
Well,
and
if it's strictly paper, then just time itself will take care of that.
Okay.
And then, depending on what type of materials, we have cleaning products and things that we can use as well. But to be honest with you, time is the best defense.
So let me ask you, at what phase are we allowed to use computers again and come in again, or how is that going to work?
Well, that's still unknown as far as when exactly that's going to happen. It won't be till at least the third phase or stage of the yellow phase. I know that's confusing
to
say.
And that's not even the green phase for the rest of us. That's yellow for you.
And to be honest with you, across our county, it may vary. We're trying to collaborate efforts and coordinate services, but each of us have different sized buildings, different sized staff, and so we need to make sure we're able to keep our patrons and our staff safe as well as provide the materials that we need to. So I can't tell you really a date or time, but it's going to be a while, and especially until we see this framework for which we can work off of.
Right. And since it will be a little bit of time before we can come in and take a moment, I always love to go to a library with my laptop and just, it's because it's peaceful and quiet. You know, you can work there and have your own space sometimes and things like that. I know it'll be a while before we can do that again. So even in the process of going through your phases of the yellow phase, if we're going to interact with you, the community and your staff, should we still have the masks on? Do we wear gloves? I mean, what do you all recommend?
Yes, we will recommend that, especially in the first part of the phases, yes.
And then let me ask you what you'll do in the way of cleaning. I know I asked you how you clean a book, but, I mean, what will you do in the way of cleaning countertops, floors? You do have computers. What will you? How will you handle that?
Basically, we are following the recommendations by the CDC and other organizations or departments. We have been given materials to do that, similar to businesses. So depending what we have, types of materials, obviously cleaning the hard surfaces and those things. We've always been sanitizing, but that would just be something that's increased.
What do you need from the community at this point? I know when we hear a phase that we get to move into, there's an honest feeling of thinking, oh, we could just get back out there and have a normal day. So even though we're still restricted a bit, what do you need from us in the way of the community?
Sure. Well, like I said, one thing that patrons and community members can do is if they do have items checked out currently, if they can return them, the book drops will be open. That would be helpful. I should say, though, all the materials that are currently checked out, the due dates have been extended until June 15th, as well as library cards, and there will be no fines incurred. So if you're unable to return your items at this time, just keep them and, you know, to a little later down the road, and they will be okay. That we will be taking, after we get established and back to work, we will be able to do some services as far as reference questions, genealogy, those types of things through email, phone, or snail mail. So that those things, patrons, if they have questions, can contact us through those routes. And I should also make an announcement that soon our obituary index, which has not been available to the public since last year's ransomware attack, will soon be up and running so public and patrons will be able to access that once again. Okay. So I guess the biggest thing is just patience. My staff is so anxious to get back and to be able to serve the community. It's really been difficult. We've missed everyone. There hasn't been a meeting or a day gone by that we haven't talked about that. So, like everyone else, just trying to be patient until we are able ready to be able to serve our community.
No fault of your own, of course, but boy, you've had a struggle for the past year, year and a half. I mean, my goodness, with that ransomware and now this. So let me ask you about online services. I know typically before that ransomware, you know, at any time we could go online and use those services. Now that that's been resolved and now this is in place, what would you say about online services? Do we go forward with reserving something or do we not? Do we hold back?
Well, currently, the holds feature is not operable, but it will be. So you will be able to do that. You can access all of our online e-resources as you have been over the past few months as normal. We will also be continuing some of our virtual programming, and we'll be offering virtual summer reading opportunities for all ages. So I would encourage everyone to check our website and our social media outlets for more information about those exciting upcoming programs.
And Lori, I know you run the Butler Library. I know you work with other libraries, but you're all independent too, so, and I respect that. But other libraries, are they on their own schedule, or do you all follow the same procedures as we're going through this yellow phase?
We will be collaborating and cooperating jointly for some things, but as I mentioned earlier, there will be some things that are different just because of staff sizing or building size, and so it would be best if each person would check their local library's website for information, because although a lot of it will be the same, there will be some differences.
Lori Hinderleiter, the director of the Butler Library, any final thoughts you want to leave with us? I know we can't come in quite yet and enjoy, but you're getting there. Staff will be coming back. Anything you'd like to leave with us today?
I just want to say that we are excited to be making these baby steps, and we look forward to the day that we can actually see each other face-to-face and in person, but let everyone know that we are here for them, and with our limitations, we will still be available to help you as much as we can.
I need to get a mask that has a smile on it, so when we can see each other, you know, you can see a smile instead of a mask,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's what we all need right now. Hey, Lori, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it, and my best to all of you as you get back together, and at least the staff at this point, and start in the steps that you have to take. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Tracy. I appreciate it.